from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Police operations continued overnight in Belgium as investigators hunted for possible accomplices of a gunman killed in a raid linked to the November 13th attacks in Paris. Three Belgian and one French officer were hurt in the operation Tuesday after authorities said investigators came under fire and stormed a house, killing a suspect armed with an assault rifle. Authorities are trying to determine if other suspects remained at large. The anti-terror raid in the Forest neighborhood was linked to the November gun and suicide bombing attacks on a stadium, cafes, and concert hall in Paris that left 130 people dead. The Belgian federal prosecutor planned a news conference Wednesday morning. Russia's defense ministry said more of its plane left Syria Wednesday, continuing its withdrawal as the UN held more indirect peace talks with Syria's warring sides in Geneva. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel to Moscow next week for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the drawdown and the new push for peace in the country. Kerry said he would talk with both Putin and the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, about how to move forward with the process of bringing a political solution to the five-year conflict. At least one suicide bomber has detonated at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri, Nigeria, killing at least 22 people and wounding another 17. Reports on Wednesday say the blast happened early in the morning in the Umamari area on the outskirts of the city. No one has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's blast, but Boko Haram often stages attacks. VOA News. North Korea has sentenced an American college student to 15 years of hard labor for committing crimes against the state. Otto Warmbier was arrested in North Korea in January as he was trying to leave the country after visiting with the tour group. During an appearance before a group of foreign and domestic journalists in Pyongyang last month, the 21-year-old student at the University of Virginia admitted to removing a banner with a political slogan from a staff-only area of the hotel where the group was staying. Warmbier said the mother of a friend had offered him a used car worth $10,000 in exchange for the banner, which she wanted to display as a trophy in her church. A bomb ripped through a packed bus in northwestern Pakistan Wednesday, killing at least 15 people and wounding at least 30 others. The victims were mostly government employees, according to provincial officials in the city of Peshawar. That's the site of where that blast happened. The initial police investigation concluded that the explosive material was hidden under a seat in the bus and a time device was used to detonate it. No one has claimed responsibility for the deadly bombing. However, authorities suspect the Pakistani Taliban are behind the violence. Meanwhile, television footage showed the powerful blast completely destroyed the bus. In U.S. politics, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio has dropped out of the presidential race after losing his home state of Florida in a primary contest to New York businessman Donald Trump.
While it is not God's plan that I be president in 2016 or maybe ever, and while today my campaign is suspended, the fact that I've even come this far is evidence of how special America truly is.
The announcement leaves Trump, Ohio Governor John Kasich, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz in the Republican field. Kasich won his home state Tuesday, but Trump also took contest in Illinois and North Carolina, as well as the election in the Pacific Territory of the Northern Marianas.
This was an amazing evening. This was a great evening.
Trump remains the delegate lead with 631 out of 1,237 needed for the party's nomination in Cleveland in July. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side.
Well, I'll tell you, this is another Super Tuesday for our campaign. Thank you, Florida. Thank you, North Carolina. Thank you, Ohio.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won contests in Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina, and later in Illinois over her lone rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, taking an almost insurmountable lead in the delegate count. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.